Her name may not be as prominent as Martin Luther King or Booker T. Washington, yet her impact is still felt in her city and the nation. The story of the first woman to establish a bank and much more is today's edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Maggie Walker was born in Richmond, Virginia, probably in 1864. Her mother had been a slave and worked as a laundress to make ends meet. Her father was murdered when she was only 9. It is from this background that a strong woman would grow.
Her mother insisted on her having done her homework before she would allow her to help her with the laundry. So Maggie Walker was very smart and was able to get into, you had to apply and be accepted into the normal school, which gave her the background in order to teach school.
Janet Blanchard says Maggie taught in Richmond schools for 3 years before she married Armstead Walker.
She continued working with children and developed the juvenile department through the Independent Order of St. Luke, which is her fraternal organization.
It was through the Order of St. Luke that she would become one of the leading women in her area and nation.
She's best known as the first black president of a bank. She actually is the first woman of any color to charter and become president of a bank. And I just recently found out that it was $50,000 in those days to come up with the charter. So she was very good at raising money.
The bank still survives and is now called Consolidated Bank and Trust. Her motto was to turn the community's pennies into dollars. She established a newspaper, a community store, and became a community and national organizer.
She had a lot of personal losses, a lot of things to overcome with the segregated society and a lot of the hostility. She saw people struggling. She became determined to help her people, as she said. She's just an amazing person.
The Maggie Walker National Historic Site preserves the leader's home and is open to visitors to learn about her story of struggle and triumph. Driving the Countryside in Richmond, Virginia, I'm Andrew McRae.